My name is Joseph, and I know that Jesus is God. I know that He was a man, and I know that He is, and always will be, God. Let me tell you my tale, my life. There was a time many years ago when I was betrothed to be married. My bride-to-be was named Mary. Do you remember that time period if you are married? Do you remember that time when you were engaged, as you call it in your culture now today? When you had agreed and asked each other to be married and you were waiting until the wedding, when it was to occur. That time of preparation, that time of joy, that time of great expectation of what your life together would be. Somewhere in the back of your mind, knowing that, yes, sure, you would encounter challenges and problems, but knowing, expecting, believing that there would be such joy laid out before you. In my culture, as a Jew, in what you now call the first century, our engagement process was a little bit different than yours. When we got engaged, when we were betrothed to be married, it was very serious. It was actually a legal, binding agreement. We would typically then wait about a year to be finally married. But in that time period in between, you were considered by the law to be married, though you did not live together. You were not one yet under the Lord. But by the law, we were viewed as together. Can you imagine with me then what it might have been like, what it could have been like, when I discovered partway through my betrothment that my intended, my dear Mary, was pregnant? I assure you, I had nothing to do with this. I had no idea. Mary didn't even tell me. I found out later into the pregnancy that my dear, beloved Mary was pregnant. In that moment of discovery, all of my hopes, all of my dreams, all of my expectations for our life and family and future together, shattered. Destroyed. Oh, the feeling of being betrayed. The confusion. I was required by the law to issue her a decree of divorce. Separate from her. Obviously, she had been unfaithful, or so I thought at the time. I had no idea in that moment that my present sufferings would create a future joy and glory. I had no idea the two were linked together, were necessary, that my present suffering was necessary for the future joy that I and the world would experience. Now, I was a man who followed the law. And so I decided under the law that I would do what is necessary and I would divorce Mary. But I loved her. I cared for my dear Mary, and so I had two choices. I could either do it publicly, could issue a very public proclamation of divorce. What that would do is that would assure everybody that I was innocent, that I had not come together with my intended bride before the time allowed, that I had not broken the law, that I had not been the one to cause Mary to be pregnant. That would clear my name and potentially subject Mary to stoning, though that was not often carried out in our day and time. That was one choice. Clear my name by going public. The other option I had was to follow the law and quietly issue a written document of divorce as required under the law of Moses. Thus, protecting Mary some, not subjecting her to public humiliation, to potential death penalty, but then also opening myself up to the possibility that my friends and family and neighbors and co-workers and clients would always whisper in their back and behind my back, wondering if I was the one who had sinned, seeing me as a hypocrite. Well, because of my love for Mary, I decided to do the latter and to quietly divorce her, though it broke my heart. All this came about from the discovery that Mary was pregnant. Well, it was immediately after that I had decided to divorce her quietly. After the discovery of the child to be born, that I had a dream. Now, I've had dreams before. I'm sure many of you have had dreams before also. But I had never had one like this, and never imagined that this type of occurrence, something like this, would happen to me. But in my dream, an angel of the Lord spoke to me. An angel! Now, I had a suppose you were like me and that you would have always imagined how wonderful it would be to hear from the Lord directly. How wonderful it would be to have an angel appear before you. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be such a boost and strengthening to your faith? Faith, I can tell you today, it's not. I later learned that Mary had encountered an angel face to face. After having seen an angel in my dream, I can only imagine how terrifying it must have been to Mary to see one face to face, right before her. No wonder we hear that when angels, the rare occurrences, when they do appear to people, they have to say first, "Fear not!" Because we're trembling before them, these beings who reflect just a little bit of the glory of God Almighty. Well, in my dream, the angel appeared to me and told me that this was not a normal pregnancy. That my dear Mary had not been unfaithful to me. But that this child was a miracle. The angel said to me, and I wrote it down that I would remember, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." First, I discovered that my beloved Mary was pregnant. Then in a dream, I learned that the pregnancy was not from another man or another unfaithfulness, but from the Holy Spirit of God. That God has done something miraculous. That God has come down and conceived within Mary, His child. But not just to be a regular child, not just to be a special child, not just to be a prophet of God, not just to be someone who had miracles from God, not just to be a king, but to be God Himself. I knew from the words of the angel that this was no normal birth. First off, the angel called me Joseph, son of David. Now, that is not my father's name. But it is true that when you trace back my heritage, as we keep so diligent records of, that my heritage does go back to King David, as does Mary's. The angel called forth my heritage back to King David, as if to call out and to remind me and to proclaim the prophecies from our Bible, that when God would send the Messiah, it would be from the line of David. So in the very greeting the angel gave me, he is already telling me that there is something going on here that has to do with the Messiah and the fulfillment of God's promises from a millennia before my encounter with the angel. He told me not to be afraid to take Mary home to be my wife. As I said, in our betrothal period, we had not yet come together and lived together as one in one house. And he said, it's okay to finalize this marriage because this child is from God. This child is God. I didn't have the challenge of picking his name. I was told what his name would be right off. That made things easier. I was to call the child Jesus. Now in our Bible, the what you call the Old Testament now, it's the same word for Joshua. Yeshua. And it means God saves. As you read your New Testament now, there are numbers of times that you will see references to Joshua from the Old Testament, referring to and pointing to and alluding to how God worked through him to save his people as a foreshadowing of how God would work through the Messiah to save his people. The angel laid it out right there as he spoke to me. You will give him the name Jesus. Why? The angel said, because the reason for his name is because he will save his people from their sins. I've reflected on this many, many hours now. And one thing I noticed about the angel's pronouncement, you know, if it had been just another king, a regular man that God was putting forth here in my son, would have expected him to say that he will save God's people. But he calls the people his people, Jesus' people, because Jesus is God. And he will save his people not just from the oppression of the Romans or the oppression of some other invading army, which we have experienced time and time again, but he will save his people from their sins. I tell you, who but God can forgive sins? So already in my dream, I knew that Jesus is God. Move from the discovery, the terrible discovery that Mary was pregnant, to in my dream learning that the pregnancy was to be God, the Messiah. And then the angel reminded me through the dream that he would also be the deliverance that was promised. The deliverance that God had promised to his people for millennia throughout all of the Old Testament, as you call it, my Bible. That God would deliver his people. The angel then spoke and called forth that this was to take place. The birth of my son was to take place because God had said through the prophet Isaiah, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. This reference is from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. In that chapter, what is going on there is the king of Judah, Ahaz, he is being attacked by the king of Israel and the king of Aram. And they are coming against him, and they are determined to destroy Judah. Some of his own people from the nation of Israel coming against him. And through the prophet Isaiah, God promises Ahaz, they will not succeed. Though they are mighty, they will be snuffed out. It's my promise to you, Ahaz. And God says to Ahaz something which he never says, something which he has not declared elsewhere in his word. He says to Ahaz, ask me for a sign. Go ahead, Ahaz. Ask me for a sign that I will deliver my people. Now, Ahaz was not a good king. He was not a godly man. And Ahaz said to the Lord, no, I won't ask you for a sign. So God said to him as an act of judgment, as a decree of judgment, not only on Ahaz, but on the whole line of David and on the whole people of Israel. He said, fine. You who are in rebellion against me, and you don't turn to me, but you turn to other gods again and again and again, as you've been doing for 200 years, I will give you a sign. I'm going to provide the sign anyways. A sign of my promise to deliver my people. In a little way, right then, but as a foreshadowing of how God would deliver His people from their sins forever. God said, I will give you a sign then. If you won't take a sign, if you won't ask me for a sign, if you won't obey me, I'm going to give it anyways, because you, Ahaz, cannot thwart my plans, even though you are king. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign, and here it is. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Now, we used to think, as we read that passage, that meant God would just help His people in some way of getting rid of the physical oppressors and their enemies, and that God would be with us in this kind of nebulous way. Little did we know that He meant that in the child, He would not just be a king, but He would be Emmanuel. That in the Messiah, my son Jesus, God would be with us, because Jesus is God. When Jesus was here, He is God. He is with us. As I held the child in my arms, God is with us. As He grew up and walked and talked and laughed and played, God is with us. As He taught and led and revealed God to us, He is God. And when He went to the cross and bore the sins of His people, He is God with us. As He promised, even as He ascended to heaven, so that He physically as a man is not here with us, What did He promise? That He is with us even to the end of the ages. He is with us. He is God, Emmanuel. I began this journey with the discovery that my beloved Mary was pregnant. It was then in a dream that an angel told me the child was from God and was God. He then reminded me that this child would be the deliverance of His people. Well, then I had a decision to make. What was I going to do? Was I going to believe the angel in this dream? Was I going to believe God, knowing that there was a potential for public humiliation? Or was I going to reject God? I decided, I believe by the grace of God, to believe. Though it was fantastical, though it was beyond imagination, what was occurring here was not something that I could rationalize, that I could figure out, that I could understand. But because God said it, I believed it. I decided to obey God. I took Mary home to be my wife. And until the child was born, she and I lived together, but chaste. Because this child was from God and is God. It's impossible, right? Nothing is impossible with God. I did what the Lord said. And I stand here before you this morning and tell you, Jesus is God. Miraculous conception, announced by angels, born as the fulfillment of millennia of prophecy. This child is God. And Jesus is the only one who can take our sins away. There is no other way. There is no other goodness or righteousness apart from Jesus. Mary believed the angel and obeyed God against incredible odds. I believed the angel and obeyed God. Do you remember Abraham? He believed God, and that belief, that trust, that faith in God was credited to him as righteousness. He was saved by his belief in God. What about us here this morning? Do we believe God? Do we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one come to deliver His people, the promised one come to forgive our sins? Do we believe God this morning? That Jesus is the Messiah? When the Lord speaks of belief, He does not just mean an intellectual decision. Intellectual, yes, 2 + 2 = 4. When the Lord calls us to believe and to obey, it is with utter and complete trust. Use the word faith as a better connotation maybe in our culture, your culture today. Do you have faith that Jesus is the Christ? And are you trusting on Him and Him alone for the forgiveness of your sins? I tell you this morning, Jesus is God. And in Him and Him alone is the possibility of the forgiveness of your sins. And all who call on Jesus will be saved. Will you call on Him this morning? Let's pray. Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You that You fulfill Your promise to provide the Savior. It's not just in some nebulous way, though. It's not just in some universalist way where because Jesus is born, everybody's going to heaven. No, oh Lord God, You caused the divide. With the coming of Jesus, You caused the dividing of nations, the dividing of families. Because there is a choice to make, oh God. Will we believe You and stand and obey You, or will we deny You? So Jesus, I pray this morning that all of us here would know You are God and believe You, would trust You by faith, and therefore by Your grace, Your free gift to us, be forgiven. Father God, by Your grace, may we believe and stand and love and proclaim forever that Jesus Christ is God. To Your glory, amen.